This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Fox and the Stars of ShiningHalf.com, April 2006. The Junior Classics, Volume 1 by William Patton. Chapter 112. Aesop's Fables. The Wolf and the Lamb. Once upon a time, a wolf was lapping at a spring on a hillside when, looking up, what should he see but a lamb just beginning to drink a little lower down. "There's my supper," thought he, "if only I can find some excuse to seize it." Then he called out to the lamb, "How dare you muddle the water from which I am drinking?"
"Nay, master, nay," said Lambikin, "if the water be muddy up there, I cannot be the cause of it, for it runs down from you to me."
"Well then," said the wolf, "why did you call me bad names this time last year?"
"That cannot be," said the lamb. "I am only 6 months old."
"I don't care," snarled the wolf. "If it was not you, it was your father." And with that he rushed upon the poor little lamb and, wara 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 wara, ate her all up. But before she died, she gasped out,
"Any excuse will serve a tyrant."
End of chapter 112.